Robbie! Adventures of a Drunk. Starring Lon Nielsen as Robbie. Tom Sutter as the garbage vendor. Head garbage vendor. Created by Joe Ryan. Produced and directed by Warner Brothers.
Robbie, Ron Nielsen. When the turns out his last. We're here talking about ourselves. We see you. Robbie, Ron Nielsen.
Last episode, as you remember, Robbie was a fruit vendor, but he went up to Mars.
We interrupt this program to bring you a test of the emergency broadcast system. If this were an actual emergency, you would have been instructed to turn to one of your area stations. This is only a test. This has been a test of the emergency broadcast system. If there were to be an atomic war, or something like that, you would have been instructed to turn to one of your area stations. This has been only a test.
Orange alert.
Orange. Turn to one of your area stations!
WCN. Ty Phillips presents... A Perfect Way.
W45 will always be with you on the spot through everything.
Atomic war!
That was Orson Doherty. Now, Robbie, Ron Nielsen.
I'm a garbage vendor, boy.
That's quite right, sir. I'm a garbage vendor.
I've never heard of such a thing. What do garbage vendors do?
45 special plot summary. Robbie is talking to a man who is offering him a job as a garbage vendor. All right? So let's rejoin this program.
Amazing, amazing.
Yes.
Sir, you know, I was fired because I was drunk for my last few jobs. I was wondering if I could have a job as a garbage vendor.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Mr.
Robbie B. Jones, baby.
Mr. Jones, if you can sell two pieces of garbage, then, you can become a garbage vendor.
I'll sell them to Lyndon B. Johnson, right? And in the White House.
This can help you, baby.
Sir, I'd like to see President Mr. Johnson, sir. This is
what's
today.
Your name?
Robbie Jones, garbage vendor, right?
Mr. President, there's a Robbie Jones here to see you.
Send him in, boy.
Why, sir, are you Lyndon B.?
I'm the only one, boy, to see you.
Why, sir, wait. I have to sell you some garbage, sir.
I don't buy garbage from drunks, boy.
Sir, I'm not a drunk. Sir, you buy garbage from reform drunks, sir.
Perhaps I do.
Why, sir?
I sound vile. I get my voice mixed up.
Sir, you sure don't sound like Lyndon B.
Why are you sure? Why you know the Lyndon B. if you heard?
Why? You stop hitting my back.
Why? Thank you, boy. Really?
Sir, I thought I was... What's it? How much will you pay me for my garbage, sir?
Why, you can guess my,
name. Why, I forgot, sir.
Why you sound like this guy?
I know. I'm just there. Wait, sir. I've got 50 tons of garbage for you to dump all over America.
Well, I think I'll go get that fly in my helicopter.
Why, sir, how'd you get in the helicopter?
Why, I climbed in it, boy.
Wait, sir, I'll radio up to my informant. I'll radio to the head garbage vendor.
Calling the head garbage vendor?
That's it. No, wow. Mr. Head Garbage Vendor on the radio.
Yes, what you want, boy?
Get him up.
What you want, boy?
That's a sir. Sir, Mr. Johnson has agreed to invest in the garbage.
That's good, Robin.
Yes, well, anyway, can you arrange for it to be dumped on the White House, sir?
You bet, and I'll arrange it.
Why, how would that sound to you, Mr. Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Seth, how much will you offer me for this 25 tons of garbage?
Well, I'll give you 15 cents.
Seth, no, my boss will knock you out for this.
I'll give you $2, man.
It's some
$2, an autographed picture of Mass Sam Rosenblatt.
It's some whiskey, Mr. Johnson, please.
Some whiskey? What?
There you go, but... all right, $2 and whiskey. And I'll come back and paint the White House for you sometime.
Sure. I want to paint it, but...
Anyway, give me the $2, and the garbage will be dumped on the White House. Not the White House! The fucking White House!
It's a coming plot!
Don't miss the next Snillpack, Robbie, as the garbage falls on the White House, and they take the Holmes radio with them.
Verbal contradiction by now to be at peace. If you spoke as she does, sir, instead of the way you do...
Why, you might be selling flowers, too. Why can't the English teacher be...
We wish to thank Mr. Lyndon Baines Johnson for his guest appearance.
They tricked you, boy. Don't worry, Sam Rose. I like your credit for my performances.
Impersonating a president, Sam. Shame on you. We wish also to thank Rex Harrison and Julie Andrews for appearing, singing some of their songs to My Fair Lady. No, well, it was just Rex Harrison. We also wish to thank Mr. Rod Nielsen for appearing in his role as Robbie. And we also wish to thank the Seven Dwarf Orchestra for providing some of their luscious background music.
Bookmasters, next.